Nefesh HaChaim, Shnei Adar, Perek Yud Zayin.
Bechinam Uchadal, Perek Chelek. The Gemara in Perek Chelek, the end of Sanhedrin. On the Pasuk in Mishlei, Nefesh Omel Omlaloi. Nefesh Omel Omlaloi. Hu Omel B'makim Zeh, V'tayar Melis Loi. He's Omel in the Torah in this place, and the Torah will be Omel for him in a different place. Right, which is what we've been discussing. That the Torah will be Shomer him. Like we wrote last time, with the Mishle Rabso, Chachmas Noshim, Bonsa Beso. Also in Mishle. A person that acquires for himself Chachma in this world, Mutok Shibonsaloi. That Chachma will build him a house in the next world. Vivelis biyadeh tarsenu. Kol mi shalai kar le Chachma. Vivelis, foolishness. A person was not kind of Chachma. Yimuvtach shakana le Gehenim asalavai. So he's really destroying himself because he's kind of Gehenim. Vubesisrei Torah lech lecha. Achar advar me'ele. Oh, we can skip to the Hebrew. Heim divrei Torah. Tishakas aval tira avram anoichim magin loch. Mikol b'chinos avroshah b'gehenim s'charach rabbi ma'oid. When Hashem says to Avraham Avinu, "Al tira, anochi magin lach, schorcha b'moid," so they darshan all those sukkim is going on the fact that Avraham is Isaac b'Torah, and therefore he has this protection. U'bezayir, it says in the Hebrew, "Mishum shekshadum Isaac b'Torah, kach baruch oimed sham v'nitzu adam migimol dinim midin." Right, the Gemara says by David HaMelech that he was learning Torah, the Malach Mavis couldn't take him because he knew that he was going to die on Shabbos, and every Shabbos he would learn the entire time until the Malach created a distraction and he stopped learning for a minute, and he was able for a second, and he was able to take him. Of the Nechuba Parshas Ekev, could skip to the Hebrew. Also, Choris al Cheres. Right, when it says by the Luchos, Choris al Luchos, engraved on the Luchos, it says, also, Choris al Cheres, freedom. She'ein Lecha Ben Choyen al Mishayet Batam and Torah. Compare to Chazal Cheres, Mamalach Amavis. Chinamu Beperk Dalat the Makois, Perk Beis the Makois, I guess I should say. Shadibay Torah Koltim Mimalach HaMavis Ubezoyar, skip to the Hebrew, Cheres Bodem Haza, Cheres Mikoil, Cheres Malach HaMavis, Shein Yochel Shloit Olav. V'chein Bavadesh, right? Im Adam Hayom is David B'Yitzachayim. Shua Torah, since the Torah is called the Yitzachayim, and if a person was David himself to it, Lo Yagor Mavis Loi, Lo Chol Oilam, he would not cause any Mavis to come to him or to the world. Mishum Zeh, Kishinos in the Kodesh Baruch, I totally so, Makos Abach, Chores of Aluchos. Which means you like Malachim, which means you don't have to die, right? Then it says the next pasuk says Zochin Kodem Tumusim. That's after the Chet Egel, but before the Chet Egel, it was Aniyamait Ol Kematem Uvnei Oyon Kuchem. Okay, and Kovit Shatzim Batari, and you have to show the love Oysu Nochosh Ra Shehik Shecha Oyim. Torah gives Chaim. Torah gives Chiyus. When David HaMelech was able to do it until a certain point, and literally to learn every second, the Malchus couldn't take him to what's meant to be, he couldn't avoid. But could be also, you can see, we can see in our own lives for sure, if you look around you, and if you look, especially a lot of times you see this by older. You see this a lot of times, especially by older people. Or, you see that Torah gives chiyus, Torah gives chaim, Torah gives life. Where there's no Torah, you see the Malach HaMavis is already shalit. Aye, the person might be walking and talking, but many times you can see for your own self that it's already like a life of, you know, like it's already like a life of misa. You see, Torah gives chiyus to a person, Torah gives chaim to a person. It's very clear. You see, a lot of times you see clear with older people. With older people, you know, people work and whatever, and they're very busy, and they have raising families and stuff. And then when they get old, there's mamash, you know, they're done with all that and they're retired. In the first few years that they're retired, it's probably very geschmack and relaxing. And then after that, many older people get depressed, even if they're healthy physically. Why? Because everything they did, everything they were doing, it's finished. But Torah gives chias. You see an older person in that state that learns Torah, it's a whole different ballgame. It's a whole different world. Because he has Torah. Torah gives chai. It's not shaykh. It's not shaykh for him to get depressed, really. Okay, whatever, things can happen to a person. But I mean, like, his etzim is alive. He's alive. Even younger people, you see, a lot of people walking around. Rabbi Feifel used to say, I heard him on a tape once say, he's like, I meet some of the most some intelligent, accomplished people, and they're dead. They're walking around dead. He used to say it like, Mom, she sees. It's like, no, chiyas, no. Tariq is a person of chiyas. Pashin, pshuta kamashmai. He's more alive. Pashin pshah. Yeah. Even in life, there's levels of life. You know what I'm saying? That's pashit what it is. Okay. Tariq yud ches, for the zois. Ha'odim ha'makabal al-atzmai oil ha'toyra kadoisha l'shma la'mita. So if a person makabal on himself, the yoke of Torah, he says he's going to take on this yoke. This yoke. Is that an easy thing? A person, you know, if you work full time, so you have to go and get up an hour or two earlier or stay up an hour or two later. It's an oil. It's not an easy thing. And a person is makabal l'shma la'mita. Like we said before, what does l'shma mean? La'amita shel Torah. He loves the Torah so much. He wants to connect to the Chacham of Hashem, because the Chacham of Hashem is kaviyachol connecting to Hashem. To connect to the Chacham of Hashem is kaviyachol connecting to Hashem himself. Hu v'chachma seichad. And a person learns l'shma, which means he has such a desire, because of his avas Hashem, he has such a desire to understand the Torah. It's such an avas Torah. Because that Torah is the Chacham of Hashem. And because we have such a desire to understand it with a clarity, that's what it means learning the Shema. He's raising himself up above this world. And he acquires himself a special Hashkacha from Hashem. Hashem is Mashkiach in everything. But there's levels. There's levels of Hashkacha. Above and beyond the Koichas Above and beyond the Koichas HaTeva. You see this also, the person's most nevish for Torah. A lot of times, money will come to him, in you know, Hashem will take care of him in ways that he. How could this possibly have happened? You know, certain things worked out, and he couldn't believe it. Everyone's seen that in their own lives, in one way or another. If you pay attention, since it's being dovek in the Torah, and the Torah being dovek in the Torah is being dovek to Hashem kaviyachol, because that's the expression of Hashem's ratzon. The expression of Hashem's chachma, umiskadish b'ktu shel yoyna shel atayra kedoisha. The Torah is mashpia on him; it's elevating him. Shilamaylein orich mikol alamas. The Torah, which is above everything, v'yano senes achias v'kiyam l'kulam mekol akoychav sedviim. And it's the makor chayim; is what gives life to the world. If it's like we've explained already, haraya adam ha'oysig ba mechaya umekayim es kulo lemalam mikulam. So if he's being oysig in the Torah, he's giving life to all the world. Because that's where Hashem, right? Hashem, the Torah is but mashpia, right? Everything's, like we said, everything's madregas. The Torah is the highest madrega. From there, the Ribono Shel Olam is mashpia onto everything else. And a person that learns the Torah, he's being a shtutif for the Hashem to be mashpia on everything and give chiyas to everything. So this person, it can't be that Hashem's going to leave him up to just natural law. Because He's what's giving direct chiyus that nature should exist. This person that's being oisik b'tayim. So the Baruch Hashem deals with him also on that level. That's above. He's going to a place that's above Teva. The place that's mashpia on Teva, to give Teva chiyus, to give Teva life. That's what the Torah is. So the Baruch Hashem treats him also, there's a special hashkacha coming from a place that's above Teva. Me the Kenegan, me the Mamish. That's what he says. Eich Efsher. It can't be. Shadayana Gosam Yitro Yisparach. You understand? Because he's already putting himself into a place that's above that. Until Shemayim is your chesed, uksiv me'al Shemayim chesdecho, your chesed above Shemayim, lo kasha, kan ba'oiskim l'shma, kan ba'oiskim shaloi l'shma. Wow. Finish your Gemara. Al Shemayim, right? Ad Shemayim Chazdecha, the Bansham is going to give Chazdecha to this person within the Shemayim, within the realm of Teva. That's, but it's not Isaac in Torah Lishma. Me'al Shemayim Chazdecha, above the Shemayim, that's when it's Isaac in Torah Lishma. Because again, it's what it automatically means is tapping into something that's Me'al Shemayim. And the Me'al, that's how the Bansham deals with him. Hainu meaning Sha'oisim with Torah Shalay Lishma, when he learns Shalay Lishma. Imki vada shagamu marutzel avanu zbarach. Avada Hashem is pleased with him. He's doing something good. However, even though he has his own reasons for doing it, as long as it's not lekanter. The reason he says that is because of Tosfos. Tosfos says, Tosfos is a nazir, I think in Brachas also, by the Gemara, mitok shalol lishma bal lishma. Taisa says, Lakanter won't come to Lishma. Taisa has a shtir in Gemara. Sometimes it's Shalashma Balashma, and sometimes the Gemara says, if you're doing it Shalashma, you're better off not doing it at all. So it's a shtir. So Taisa says, Mitok Shalashma Balashma is if you're doing it for your own personal reasons. I don't know. Gaiva or money, or whatever. But Lakanter, if you're doing it Dafka in order to, I don't know, put down another person, let's say. So that's not you have no hector to do. That's not going to come to Lishma. We don't say that mitok shel Lishma bal Lishma. But everything else we say mitok shel Lishma bal Lishma. Because you gain a man mechav on the shem paniyah rak lefi shulga b'kach. Or let's say he's the person that he's not doing it for an ulterior motive, but he's doing it because that's just what he does. He was raised that way. He does it for the sake of doing it. He doesn't really mean, he doesn't really think about, you know, Lishma or connect or. Or that this is the Chochmah to Hashem I'm connecting to. But he doesn't. What?
Genetically not
nice, but not nice. Not nice? What? No, meaning he's not Badavka Shlo Lishma, but he's not Badavka Lishma either. Can we tell you Chayyav no Jag Lishma? Can you do it? But even so, we know that that's good because it'll come to Lishma. Kamamar Mzal, like Chazal say. Im Kol Zeh, even so, Adainlin is Kaddish Nisali. He's not yet on the Madrego. He's not yet in a madriga that the Ribono Shel Olam will be mashkiach on him in ways that are above teva. That's why by him it only says until the Shemayim. Right? Only up until what teva dictates, not above that. Above the Shemayim. Above what Teva dictates. Okay, stop here.